You seem to keep referring to Christ's finished work. The emphasis seems to be justification. Surely it should be chosen, predestinated, called, adopted, justified, sanctified, glorified. Well, those words, of course, come from Romans chapter 8. And when I say Christ's finished work, the happy thing about Romans chapter 8 is that they're all in the past tense, aren't they? I'm just as glorified as I am justified. It's all a done deal as far as God's concerned. So when I say his finished work, I mean everything that's necessary to provide every blessing that God can imagine. Everything that I receive in Christ is included in that beautiful truth. Now, Christ has an unfinished work, and we thank God for his unfinished work. He's an intercessor, an advocate, a great high priest, a mediator, a forerunner. We thank God for his unfinished work as well. But when I refer to his finished work, I don't simply mean justification. I mean all of these beautiful truths that are included in the work which he accomplished at Calvary. Well, there may have been a few other questions, I'm not sure, but I think that's all of them. You went very easy on me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I was expecting some more difficult questions to be asked, but maybe they'll come up a little later in the week or next week. But I thank you for your kind attention and hope that these have been helpful. I hope that you're able to make a distinction here, ladies and gentlemen, between Jabe Nicholson's opinions on things and specific statements that we find in the Word of God, right? So there are things that we can say, thus saith the Lord, that's the way it ought to be. There are other general principles we find in the Word of God which we seek to apply to these things, and there we need to be gracious with one another. And someone might say, well, I don't feel that way. Well, the Scripture says, prove all things and hold fast to what's good. Shall we pray? Our Father, how will we ever thank thee enough for the Lord Jesus taking the lowest place, going down, 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 until he could say prophetically, all thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. I went down to the bottom. That's what we see in baptism, the going down. And then coming out into newness of life. But then we think of Calvary and the privilege we have of going up, 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 up into the immediate presence of God, into the sanctuary itself, and worshiping in the beauty of holiness. We thank thee for the privilege of going down into the waters of baptism and identifying with the Savior in his death. And we thank thee for the high honor of being raised up as priests of the Most High God into the sanctuary of heaven itself to worship and adore the one who went to Calvary for us. Help us, we pray, apart from all of the differences we may have and questions and difficulties, in these closing moments of the evening, to appreciate again we owe absolutely everything to thy lovely Son. Watch over us as we travel home. Help us, we pray, to love him more, to serve him better, to stand with him in the day of his rejection, and to see Christ in one another, not only taking the common bread and the cup for an hour on Lord's Day morning, but living out the truth of it every day in the shared common life which we have with all of thy people. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.